This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I was reading a report today from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. I don't think he got into any fights at the Combine. It's still one of my favorite story, folks. Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport in a media beef at Starbucks. I don't think that will ever get old. I don't care what scoop Ian Rappaport has or what scoop Jordan Schultz has, and they got a lot of scoops, right? It's like Ben and Jerry's or Baskin Robbins, whatever your ice cream place is. Scoop, 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 scoop with all them. They just have scoops left and right. I don't care what either will accomplish for the rest of their career. And Ian Rappaport is a creme de la creme reporter. Jordan Schultz is obviously rising up the rankings. Imagine if we did reporter power rankings. Instead of like top 10 quarterbacks and top 10 head coaches, top 10 reporters, and how sensitive people would get about that. That would be good.
I mean, take five Wednesday next week.
Ooh, top five NFL reporters, top five favorite talk show hosts at the network. We could do a lot there. Top five favorite ice cream, top five favorite media requests.
Can I guess your favorite broadcaster here at the network?
I think it's very obvious.
Aside from yourself, of course.
No, I wouldn't put myself. I'm comfortable with myself. I love myself, but I wouldn't say I'm my favorite host at the network. If I'm doing top five rankings at the network on who my five favorite hosts were, I don't think I'd put myself in there. Any idea?
I'm just glad that you didn't say that you love yourself in the Zach After Dark voice. I'm glad it was not that.
He loves you. And he loves himself. Oh. Show him some love at 855-212-4227. Ring him up. Ring, ring on the sexy hotline. Late nights with Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network.
We have to change our call number to a 900 number.
Yeah, so if people have just got in their car and they're like, what the heck is Gelb on today? I'm wearing a sports coat today. I had to speak at a very fancy schmancy collegiate broadcasting conference. And could you imagine? You're one of those kids at that conference and they hear me speak today. And like I'll grade myself. I think it was like a 9.3 on the speaker scale. I was very good. I had the room going. I had the room laughing. A lot of questions. Stayed afterwards. Was recommending places. Some kid from Indiana is like, where do I get a slice of pizza here? I'm like, go to Industry in Soho. And I'm like, what else I got? You got to go to Cat's Deli. Like, I was not only giving out sports information and, like, career information. I was just giving out life information and food information as well. But people in the YouTube chat were like, yo, Zach's wearing a sports coat today. Well, is he on a date again? You know, was he going for a job interview? Was he at a funeral? Like, what was he doing? Was he trying to be the next Doug Gottlieb? And was he interviewing for a coaching position while remaining to be the talk show host on an afternoon little network? Yeah, no, I was just at a conference. But then I made the joke that I was putting my name in the ringer for a late night sports talk show since we do have an opening from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. You know, NBA players, they need like load management days. I would not need a load manager day. I would go 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, go back, have a little dinner, catch a few Z's, sleep. And then it's the late night edition of the Zach Gelb Show featuring Moist Mike and Sexy Stew. Nico, you'd be a tough sell on that show.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the name. Like, what are we doing? Nico, Scarlatos. It's tough to make a sexy
Nico.
Name.
Nico.
Oh, my God.
Naughty Nico.
All right, we got it.
There it is.
You could be a part of the crew. Now we got to get something for Ack. Ack could be the toughest one. Richard Ackerman.
I had one, but I can't say it on the air.
Get rough with Richard Ackerman. He's going to tease what's coming up next, but here's the latest sports flash. Let's get rough with Rich Ackerman.
I'm telling you, if I'm David Mayernick or Ryan Hurley listening to this show today, I'm like, we're moving Zach to overnights to do this late night career. Get a little bit raunchy around here. Do you know what, don't say it, but do you know what Samter's thinking, Nico?
He just told me off the air what
okay.
it was.
Because I am lost. Absolutely lost. I like, usually if Samter's alluding to something and he doesn't want to say it on the air,
aight, folks, it's not getting on the air. Okay, okay, okay.
Usually I could put two and two together. This one, I am lost. Absolutely lost, folks. I don't need a hint. If it's offensive, I don't want to hear it.
I'm not going to.
Or if it could get us canceled. Well, I don't want to be like Draymond Green where I say something stupid. I would at least apologize for it later. Draymond didn't apologize for it.
Draymond does not apologize for anything. He punched Nurkic in the face and called him soft afterwards. Like,
how about the whole Jordan Poole stuff?
Everything.
This guy literally punched his teammate in the face and is making it out as if he was the victim. What a clown.
Yeah, I was not. I'm with you on a lot of things. I was not with you when you decided to turn around last week on being a Draymond lover, or 2 weeks ago.
Last week. It was the other day.
No, it was right after the All-Star break.
I know, but then I said the other day, I'm now a Draymond Green guy.
Yeah, but no, we're all back.
You know what that was? That was the Simpsons gif where the old man walks into the bar, looks around, puts the hat on, picks the hat up, and walks right out. That was me.
So wait, can I guess your favorite host here at the network?
Oh, yes, sure. Go ahead.
So my guess...
I think it's fairly easy.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's got to be Shep.
Nothing against Shep, but no. Okay. Not my favorite host of the network.
Is it Hickey?
It is not Hickey. Love Hickey, but nope, not my favorite host of the network.
Then it has to be Mr. Bart Winkler.
Ooh.
That would have been my guess if I had one.
I do like Bart with Carlos.
Hmm.
Like, the duo, I think, is a very good duo.
Hmm.
I need to come clean here, though.
Uh-oh.
I have to say Perloff. You want to know why? Because I went on that date and didn't go to the Ranger game with him. And he still has those seats. So this is a suck-up spot. So I get the invite again, and then I'm sitting on the glass. Banging on the glass! Manny Rodriguez. Did you see some of the videos of Manny? Nico, did you see the Manny videos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he's banging on the glass. We could incorporate that into our late night sports sex talk show.
He's got big takes and he's banging on the glass. We're going to talk some pucks and maybe later. No,
I can't do that.
He spent all night banging
on
the glass.
Stop. When Pharrell was here, he's my favorite host of the network, easily. Now, because I want those tickets again, it's Perloff. Easy peasy.
Who's your all-time favorite host on the network?
Pharrell.
Interesting.
Pharrell. Well, the first day I got here, he went on the air for 5 minutes, and he's like,
I just met a young broadcaster. He's following me. He's going to be a mega star, huge star, unbelievable. He's going to shake it up.
He gave me a great plug. Gave me the greatest promotion I ever got. 5 minutes. Just praise. Anyway. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm looking at the stream on the dual shot today. At one moment of the stream, it is zoomed in on my cabeza. There's a lot of Gelb right there. And there was a lot of Samter too. Did you notice that, Nico?
I did. I mentioned it to Samter, but we agreed that we thought it was okay, so.
Samter, you just got thrown under the bus by Nico.
No.
You've been here since, what, the inception of the network? This guy comes in, you know, barely here, and he just tossed you under the bus?
Well, no, wait a second. I didn't want to get a bad rep myself here. So
this sounds like every quarterback who just has to point the finger.
You're
and
the
not
disgruntled
the thumb.
Wide receiver.
Man. Right, this is the equivalent of A.J. Brown getting up there and being like, man, Jalen Hurts just does not throw me the ball.
I'm sorry, though. Neither of you read books. At least A.J. Brown is actually reading the books. I have never seen either of you read a book.
I don't read books. I listen to books. I listen to probably 3 books a month.
I did read. Well, I didn't read. That's a lie. I did listen to Stephen A. Smith's book. It was great.
Dude, audio books are great, especially on the subway or on my bike or whatever. I love audiobooks.
Do you think, by the way, LeBron listened to Stephen A. Smith's book? It was a great listen. Do you think he listened to it?
No, but I hopefully he listened to Stephen A. today.
Oh, definitely. If, come on. He was so sensitive over Stephen A. just basically saying, Bronny isn't ready. Crazy. Like, for him to freak out like that. I will say, though, my pal David Shepard, I know he was in the YouTube chat. Make sure you listen to Shep tonight, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern as well. I should plug that better. Saturday morning, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. Sunday mornings, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. The Good Shepherd Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. He reached out to the Lakers to interview LeBron. And I was like a little bit questioning it, to say the least. I think Shep should be consistent here. And now reach out to the Lakers to see if LeBron will comment on the Stephen A. Smith entire situation. Like, with Windhorse getting up there in age, maybe Shep becomes the new Windhorse, where he's just covering LeBron 24/7. I think it could work. Shep replaces Windhorse. You got a chuckle out of that, Samter?
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
Oh, okay. I think so. I think it'd be great. Shep's a very knowledgeable person when it comes to basketball. Have him be the new LeBron James reporter. Except I actually will say this. Shep would criticize LeBron more than Windhorse ever has. I want to know what the root is. You know, do me a favor. Can you call up Shep? I actually want to put Shep on in 5 minutes. I just want to understand where the root of Shep's hatred is. Because I could be so far off on this, but it's my understanding that Shep doesn't like LeBron. And if I'm wrong on that, I don't want to be like Draymond Green and just spreading fake news. So I'm curious about the whole thing. So, yeah, call up Shep. Let's get Shep on. I have a few NBA questions as well. Let's do that coming up in 10 minutes. Anyway, Myles Garrett. Let's get to this. Just changing. Just absolutely stopping on a dime and going to a different topic. Tom Pelissero had a report today from the NFL Network that Brown star Myles Garrett requested a meeting with the owner of the Browns and Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy Haslam denied to speak to Myles Garrett. So think about this. You have Myles Garrett who wants out of Cleveland. The Browns are insistent that they're not trading Myles Garrett. So don't you eventually have to have a conversation? And I don't think just Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski could have this conversation. So, with that being said, if Myles Garrett, if your goal is to have him rescind the trade request, you would think you would at least bare minimum meet with Myles Garrett and at least air it all out. And if you still walk away from that meeting and say, hey, Miles, we're still not trading you, that's fine, but you at least got to have a conversation. You're the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. Have the conversation. You have to have the I thought this was fake news, a parody account, NBA Central, whatever it's called. I thought this was for the NFL. Myles Garrett wanted to meet with the owner of the Browns and Jimmy Haslam. Myles Garrett wants out. The Browns don't want to trade him. So, yeah, that's a great idea. You want to keep a player. Player wants out. Let's not even meet with them and have a conversation man-to-man, face-to-face. The Browns will eventually trade Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett, and it's been reported, will be willing to sit out games. I think this is going to get very ugly. But ultimately, the Browns should trade him. Your franchise right now is directionless. They have no direction. So trade him and get stuff back. And Myles Garrett has done almost everything for your franchise. The only dumb thing he did was when he swung the helmet, up against the Steelers. And that was a terrible moment. But he's a top, either the best or second best defensive player in the league. He wants to go to a winner. I think everyone understands Myles Garrett's situation here. But the Browns trying to strong arm him, they have every right. They don't have to trade him. But I think you at least owe him a conversation. You know, it would be like, not that I'm comparing myself to Myles Garrett. Let me be abundantly clear. But it'd be like, hey, I want out of my contract at the network. I want to go somewhere else. You know, I'm interested in going to a different network. And our bosses, right? Chris Oliveira, Ryan Hurley, and Dave Mayernick go, tough luck, Zach. It ain't happening. All right, let's have a meeting. We're not talking to you. Huh? Like, there's an issue. See if you can resolve the issue. And if not, then you work to where to go from there. But why wouldn't Jimmy Haslam take this interview? You know, it's weak and it's stupid. And, you know, not to sound, I think it was either Chase Claypool or Juju Smith-Schuster. This is why the Browns is the Browns. It's the situation here. All righty, we will take a timeout. Did you reach out to Shep? Shep is coming on. Look at this. Some people said this would never happen again. Shep is coming on the show next. You don't want to miss it. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Is he coming on via Zoom? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, Shep's coming on via Zoom next. If our YouTube stream crashes here, then Cap is a twisted individual. Because I think Cap could pull some strings here and do some funky business with the stream. We're talking with David Shepard next right here on the Zach Gelb Show. Shep looks like he's frozen, by the way. Oh, there he's moving. Shep's looking good, man. I like that. What is that, quarter zip? Shep's looking good. Hair's done. Looking pretty good. Coming on back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was waiting for it to say, "You're listening to The Good Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network." But it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And we have David Shepherd via Zoom. Let's see if we could hear and see Shep, because I know that's been an issue anytime Shep tries to stream lately. But I've been talking to Cap, and I've been doing my best to ensure that Shep would be able to stream. I want to see Shep stream again. Because I just have an image whenever that song that we just played comes on, that Shep is like dancing around the studio, and then he sits down in front of the microphone and he goes, "LeBron James, screw him! Why isn't LeBron coming on my show?" And the great David Shepherd joins us right now. Shep, how you been, buddy?
Zach Gelb, I'm doing well. Congratulations on your award. It's basically an award when you are asked to speak anywhere, so you look dapper, man. And
thank
I was
you.
Checking out your show, as I usually do, and we've come full circle, man. It's a pleasure to be on with you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. I will say, you are consistently, I think, the only person in my life that refers to me by first and last name. Anytime I talk to you, it's always Zach Gelb, Zach Gelb. And for, like, sometimes when you used to produce me, like, most people just call me Zach. My friends, they call me Gelb. But on the radio, I don't think most people call me Gelb. And, like, you would then be talking and be going on some, like, take about LeBron. Because we have history with LeBron James. You once overtook my entire show for an hour with one of those dopey GOAT debates with LeBron and Michael Jordan. And I hated myself for, like, an hour of my show because we unleashed the Shepherd. You let Shep out of Pandora's box and there was no putting the toothpaste back in the tube. But anyway, you would used to call me, you'd be like, issuing a take and just be like, Gelb, 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 Gelb. And I'm like, oh my God, it's either Zach Gelb or just Gelb with him. So I've always noticed that about you. But anyway, is that fair to say you don't love LeBron James? Because I've always sensed throughout the years, you respect his talent, but you're not a big fan of LeBron James.
You'd have to be an idiot and an ignoramus adult to not love what LeBron James has meant for the game of basketball, the 22 years of consistent greatness. And Gelb, we're talking about a guy that came into the NBA and was a top 10 player from day one. Mm-hmm. And the only reason he didn't make the All-Star game was because there was envy and there was jealousy.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And in year 22, he is still a top 10 player in the world. It's insane.
Top five.
We've never seen this before, ever. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about LeBron, and like, and I'm going to talk about this on The Good Shepherd, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Saturday, Sunday. Is
plug number one.
There you go. Gelb, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
LeBron James this season is putting up 25 points per game. He is doing that with 8 assists per game, 8 rebounds per game, and he's shooting over 50% from the floor.
Yes.
How many other people do you think are doing that at planet Earth at the top level of basketball in 2024, 2025? How many other guys?
At his age?
No, in general, any age, your age, Santer's age, Nico's age, any age.
No one.
Nikola Jokic. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. That's the guy that should have been the back-to-back-to-back-to-back MVP. So do I love LeBron as a basketball player? Hell yeah, I do. Of course. Now, hijacking a franchise and saying because Clutch Sports and the relationship they have with LA, you better draft my son, even though there's 500,000 other guys more qualified to play on an NBA roster than Bronny? He opened up this to his family.
See, why does that annoy you? Can I ask you a question? Why does that annoy you? That doesn't. All right. So LeBron's son is on the team. They used an irrelevant second round draft pick. And all right, this is what LeBron's doing. That's what happens when you're so accomplished and you get control of the franchise. You could call your shots.
Okay, you're going to hate me for another hour. So I'm going to bring up Michael Jordan for 1 second.
Oh, no. If you start I will end your stream tonight.
This is not a goat debate.
I'm going to end the stream. Don't do a goat debate, Shep.
It's not a goat debate. It's to put into perspective how as completely astonishing and jackassery this move is by LeBron James.
Now you're stealing my
words. This is not a goat debate. What I will say is this. Most, by the way, should come on your show or my show at some point. What I will say is this. LeBron James, okay, is equal to Michael Jordan in many facets of the game. Most people have these guys 1-2, 1-A, 1-B, however you want to describe it.
Splitting hairs, sure.
Fair enough. Let me tell you something, because I remember when he played at Central Florida. Marcus Jordan was 10 times the player that Bronny James was at USC. And he was a bad first husband. I don't know about a second marriage, but it's very well documented what he did in his first marriage. I know he was not the best teammate. I know he's not the best human being because he signs autographs for nobody unless they're a woman. Okay, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. But he does do this. He doesn't throw his family under the bus and have an unqualified son in the NBA over 400 other guys that should have that roster spot. You cannot hijack a franchise and
tell
a franchise.
Yes, you can. You're LeBron James. He just did it. And look, right now they're an unbelievable team and they have a chance to go to the NBA Finals and the second seed in the Western Conference. Like, I despise J.J. Redick. I can't stand him. I'm rooting for the Lakers to fail, you know, going into the season. But even I will say, this story right now with LeBron and Luka and how stupid Nico Harrison is, it's fun.
Right.
I'm in on the Lakers, so who cares? The thing I don't like about LeBron is this.
Can I just tell you
hold
why?
Hold on, I want to finish one thing. Let me finish, Shep.
Go ahead.
We'll give you time, don't worry. The thing I don't like about LeBron, this is the one thing, the two things I really don't like about him. Rivalries in his era are non-existent because he just tries to be best friends with everybody. Kobe just wanted to kill you when he stepped on the court. Michael wanted to embarrass you when he stepped on the court. LeBron is too politician-y to me. He just tries to be buddy-buddy with everybody. And also, you are allowed to have your son in the NBA. That doesn't bother me. It bothers you, whatever. We could agree to disagree. We're men here. We could shake hands and we can move on. But in this case, what Stephen A. said was a nothing burger. And for LeBron to basically cry about it is ridiculous to me. Stephen A., I texted Stephen A. this morning. He's 100% right. 100% right in this situation. So the sensitivity of LeBron, I think, is ridiculous. And also him trying to be buddy-buddy with everybody. I want my great athletes to have that Brady mentality, that killer mentality. They're not playing to be friends. They're playing to kick your ass and win as many championships as possible.
The reason I dislike LeBron James, which you have no issue with, and I respect that, aside from hijacking a franchise and dictating and determining who that franchise can draft, is this. Mm-hmm. He needs to hear how great he is every single day. He needs to be known that he's the king, that everyone should be stroking his unhealthy ego 24/7, 365 days a week. Because
and you know what, too, Shep? When are we really critical of LeBron James? Outside of the move to Miami, which I didn't even really care. It's just how he did it. And then he made good in it going back to Cleveland, the best moment of his career, winning that championship. It's like, when is LeBron really criticized?
He got buried in 2011. He got absolutely torched. You remember that.
But outside
of that, 2014.
And then Daryl Morey China incident. That was when he was silent on that. That was pretty much it. And then the Bronny stuff. But outside of
if we want to go all the way back to at the beginning of his career, he was silent when his teammate Ira Knubel stood up for genocide in Darfur.
Okay.
And LeBron James was completely silent. So he took some criticism for that too.
But I don't remember there being a ton of national, like in terms of everyone slamming LeBron like we slam other athletes. This guy's been in the league for 22 years. There's been really minimal moments in the large picture of us crushing LeBron James. And that's why over such an innocuous comment by Stephen A. to make this such a big deal, it's ridiculous to me. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead. My bad.
Stephen A. is the conduit to the media because, as you said on your show many times, Stephen A. is the main guy right now in sports.
Oh, yeah.
He is the creme de la creme. We're all aiming for that bar right now. You know yourself, many other people, obviously.
Now, I don't need $100 million contract. I'll take a $2 million contract if I'm being honest.
Well, that's happening at some point, I'm sure. But that's above my pay grade,
Shep's
of course.
Not my agent.
But there you go. But I will say you got a very good agent, by the way. But I will say this, Gil, because I know who your agent is. But when it comes to LeBron, the reason there's so much, I would want to say condemnment right now and condemnation towards LeBron is because of this. Kobe, he didn't shun you. He didn't completely give you a stiff arm, your words, if you disagreed.
Not
with
the arm stiff, if, the stiff arm.
There you go. If there was some kind
good
of
job,
you know, thank you, go. If there was some kind of disagreement, if there was some kind of, you know, opposition you took with Kobe Bryant, Kobe understood that you had a job to do. When Kobe Bryant would do these All-Star games, and he was the absolute figurehead of the NBA by that point.
Yeah.
He was the grand – yeah, Kobe Bryant was the face of the league. He would sit down with for 15, 20, 25 minutes with publications that he understood were not going to make that much airwaves.
Okay.
They were not going to make that much noise. But he did that because he understood that people have a job to do. LeBron has lived in this bubble for 25 years at this point. Everything he does, it's his world. And if you disagree with him, if you take opposition with him, if you poke holes at him, you are the enemy. What he doesn't understand is being a human being, people can have disagreements, but also have mutual respect.
Sure, but
he doesn't understand that.
He could get away with it. He could get away with it because he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and he's been the face of the NBA for the last two decades. I'm not saying you're wrong, but there's people that get away with certain things, and we could all bitch and complain about it, but there's nothing we could do. I want to ask you. So you put in a request to the Lakers to interview LeBron James.
Damn right I did.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the request. It's more so like acting surprised that the Lakers didn't get back to you. And I'm not just saying that's you. That like I could put in a request.
Sure.
You know, anyone on this network, maybe Rich Eisen is the one person that could get a response at least from the Lakers on LeBron James. But put that aside.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on a word count here. I want this to be condensed.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
That means that load management. I'm talking your terms, NBA terms. Don't speak too much. You wanted 3 minutes with LeBron. So that's probably that's probably two questions.
Bob Costas is half a question, but yes.
Not even a half question. But what would your two questions be to LeBron? What's question one? Go ahead.
Why are you so opposed to people being objective when it comes to your career? And my second question would be, do you feel like by inviting your son onto your team when no other team was going to give him a look, mm-hmm. don't you feel like you have opened up Pandora's box in terms of fair and objective commentary?
Okay. That's fair. Those are two good questions. All right. Just give me the team. Eastern Conference. Who's in the NBA Finals?
Cleveland.
Ooh, not the Celtics. Interesting.
No.
Western Conference. Who's in the NBA Finals? Come on, Jeff. Take the Lakers here.
Anybody but LeBron. That's what I was going to say. No, the answer
wow.
the answer is going to be Denver. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they're too happy with regular season wins. They throw parties every single night when they win. It's not necessary. You talk about a Denver team that is even better than they were in 2023 with the depth. And obviously, you got a Russell Westbrook, a 17-year veteran that's got something to prove right now, Gelb. A lot of people have written him off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got something to prove right now. This is his time. It's Nikola Jokic's time. He's still the best player on planet Earth. Sorry for going over the word count, but I wanted to be diligent and thorough with my answer.
For your standards, that was pretty condensed. I was pretty good with that.
I appreciate it.
But that
speaks to you as a radio host, that you get me fired up like this, and you and I go back and forth, and I can't shut the hell up.
Shep, I know I can get you fired up very easily.
I took the bait too many times on that. I've grown up in my 38 years. I'm not 45 like Samter, but I'm getting up
Are
there
you
too,
still so. Coaching the high school team, by the way?
I just stopped last week. I'm going to be coaching again probably next season. I love it. I've been fortunate enough to coach Marv Albert's grandson, and I know he wants to get into this business. Yes, yes.
That's awesome. Has Marv come to a game?
But you know who has come to a game that would have no issue with any media saying anything negative about him as long as it was fair and objective and impartial?
Now, wait,
Carmelo Anthony's.
I was going to guess it.
Sorry.
You're coaching Carmelo Anthony's kid, is that right?
Yeah, he's the antithesis of LeBron. You can actually hold the conversation in the whole court with Carmelo. He doesn't think he's better than everyone and walks on water and elevates above everyone else's premise.
You know what, though?
I wore a jacket, by the way, so Daly wasn't commenting on my weight because you have taken the absolute right track in losing weight, and you look like a freaking model at this point. I'm trying to get there, and I will get there. And I can beat Mike Tyson, Gelb. That's not a joke. That's not a running gag.
Shep.
Sorry.
Stop reading the comments. You read.
I know, but
comments.
I love those guys. I love those guys.
I know, but, you know.
They're the best. They're the best.
You gotta step away from the comments a little bit. I'm just trying to help you here. Last thing I'll say, I'm a little annoyed. Little annoyed at Carmelo Anthony. I was invited to a dinner in the financial district where I was told Carmelo Anthony was going to show up with someone that he's in business with. And Carmelo Anthony didn't show up to the dinner, you know? So I don't know what's going on there, but I was a little insulted.
Life happens.
And you never know if it's a family emergency.
But I can if tell this you, was LeBron, Shep would say, oh, no, terrible move.
No, because Carmelo never took the easy way out four different times in his career.
Oh, stop, stop.
And
stop,
you know that.
Stop. All righty. I would say that you just need to let it go with LeBron. Let it go. Just let it go, Shep.
Gelb, I just went on a litany in the first 2 minutes of your interview with me.
But you did the yeah, but. You did the yeah, but. Come on. That's because like me saying, I like someone, yeah, but, you know?
I love him as a basketball player. And by the way, the last thing I'll say is I apologize. But the thing about Stephen A. Smith is it's a credit to him that with LeBron James in the heat of a Western Conference seeding battle
for
the
NBA. It's a massive win for Stephen A.
Yeah. And I thought his comments were very poignant and completely on course with who he's become as a journalist. And I'm team Stephen A. And I might even try to make a segment out of this, by the way, and tag him so then he can retweet us. What do you think of that?
I'm going to assume that he's not going to retweet you.
Okay,
but,
fair enough.
But it's
fine. So he's like the Lakers, Brass. He doesn't get back to me either, is what you're saying.
Are you going to reach out to the Lakers again?
Of course I will.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't. Can I'm going over time. Tell me to shut up.
Yeah, I got about 45 seconds before Ak wants to kill me.
Okay, sorry, Ak. Love you, buddy.
Too late already.
Sorry,
Ak. Go ahead, Chef.
Here's what I will say. Whatever you think of me, I've been in this business for 15 years now on a national level. I do host multiple times a week on a national platform that reaches 300 affiliates. I'm not saying I'm Rich Eisen. I'm not saying I'm Colin Cowherd or Jim Rome or Stephen A. Smith.
Sure.
But I am somebody. And I promise you, LeBron, this will be a meaningful interview. So don't poo-poo me and shun me like I'm in Grand Rapids. I don't know why we always pick on Grand Rapids.
Oh, you do. I don't. I love all the markets.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, Des Moines, I don't do any of that. Anyway, Shep, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Gil. Appreciate you, man.
You got it. There he is. The Good Shepherd. David Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, I think a lot of people are stunned. Shep and I were talking to each other on the air. All righty. Good stuff there by Shep. I think I could have walked away during one of those questions, went to the bathroom, got lunch, then also ordered dinner, then washed my hands, then, you know, straighten up my sports jacket. I think Shep would still talk. He could talk, man. All righty, let's hit the phones. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Alan in Milwaukee next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Alan, what's shaking?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Doing great. What do you got for me?
Man, two things real quick. I think it's weak sauce by LeBron to try and hijack, you know, somebody that gets paid to talk about what they see on the basketball court. Obviously, you know, Stephen A, I think he played it cool. I think he invented a new phrase, and I'll call it passive-aggressively petty, because he sat there on TV, you know, with his tail between his legs, voice soft, and act like he was, you know, trying to reflect as a parent and all this stuff. And I think he threw kind of – and at the same time threw LeBron under the bus, is saying – basically, he saw through the weakness of his son's game and came to him, you know, as if his kid was an all-star when, you know, people used to call LeBron LeBrick, and I think he just didn't want people coming around eventually calling his son Brick James.
Well, here's the thing, Alan. You can't have it both ways. Like, a year ago, LeBron James was saying, Bronny is better than a lot of players in the NBA. And then when you get to the NBA and you're not ready and people criticize you in a fair manner, like people could be unfair with criticism, that to me is where LeBron, you can't be pushing how great your son is and then walk it back when he gets to the NBA and he's just not ready and want everyone basically to only say nice things. I think LeBron is a loser here. I think he comes off as extremely sensitive. And I think it's a massive win for Stephen A. Not only is it a massive win for Stephen A because he just got a $100 million contract, but then also you have Stephen A. Smith sitting there courtside and LeBron goes out of his way to bring up something to him that Stephen A. Smith said that is not that big of a deal. Let me play you, though, because I haven't thought about did Stephen A. have his tail in between his legs today when he's talking about the confrontation with LeBron James. This is Stephen A. on ESPN earlier this morning responding to the video that we've all seen now.
That was LeBron James coming up to me, unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. That wasn't a basketball player confronting me. That was a parent that was a father. I can't sit here and be angry by LeBron James in any way in that regard. For the record, his agent and friend, Rich Paul, has my number. Maverick Carter, who works under him, has my number. LeBron James knows how to get in contact with me if he wanted to. He never called, because had he called and wanted to talk to me, I would have accepted that call. But that is not what he elected to do. Instead, he elected to confront me while I was sitting courtside, and he walked right up to me, and he said what he had to say. Apparently, he feels like I was slighting his son.
I don't think Stephen A. Smith comes all soft there. Like, I think he already knew that he won, and he didn't want to dance on the grave of LeBron James just in terms of this moment. I think that's a fine and fair response by Stephen A., where he's like, he went out of his way to make a situation of this. If I'm Stephen A., I wouldn't be mad about it. I think it's good for Stephen A., and Stephen A. is in the business of entertainment. And he calls out LeBron for not going about this in a private manner if you wanted to actually have a serious conversation. And that's that. I think most people look at this and they go, oh, LeBron comes off as sensitive here. Let's go to Kevin in San Antonio. Kevin, I know it's been a while. How you been, my man?
Oh, yeah. How you doing? How you doing, Zach? I'm doing fine. I heard that subject about LeBron James. He's sensitive. You know, if your son, he needs to me, my point of view, he needs to be developed.
Yeah.
He ain't an NBA player like LeBron James. LeBron James was gifted, and he was blessed to go to the NBA. Now, remember, they went to the championship against the Spurs. He got culture shock because they don't play the Spurs play together versus LeBron James. Okay, I'm going to pick somebody up. It's just like the YMCA. I'm going to pick this guy. We're going to win championship. It's not like that.
No, yeah, the teams weren't even close. If you're going back to that first final, that Cavs team had no chance of getting, you know, four victories, let alone a victory up against the San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. That's it. All right, Kevin, appreciate the phone call. I like Kevin, but to me, like, LeBron's one of the greatest players of, like, we could separate that. LeBron's one of the greatest players of all time. Top two player of all time, period, stop. With also that being said, if you're going to continue that conversation, like, that's one statement. The next statement would be, you could also be critical of what LeBron James has done here in the last 24 to 48 hours. And I thought Bronny should have stayed in college. I said he could have gone and been developed at, like, you know, with Drew Joyce, who played high school basketball with LeBron, and he could have got coached up by him at Duquesne. We had Coach Joyce on the show, if you remember talking about that. So I think another year would have been good for LeBron, but he had an opportunity to go play with his dad and be in the NBA here and there, and he took it. And you know what? That's everyone. It's adults, right? You have a decision to make. I don't have a problem with Bronny being on Lakers. Don't have a problem with it whatsoever. It doesn't bother me. But then also, you're a professional athlete. You're an adult now. You're allowed to be criticized within reason, and daddy doesn't need to find a way in LeBron James to freak out every time his son, you know, gets criticized. And if I was Bronny, I would be annoyed with my dad today that he did that last night with Steve and I. I would feel uncomfortable if I was Bronny, even though it comes from a good place in theory from LeBron James. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Jack? Listen, I want to do my top five. You ready?
Yeah.
My favorite host.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'll try and make it as quick as possible. Number five, put him up, Carl Dukes.
Ooh, I like Carl. I love that. Like that.
Number four, the G, double O-D Shepherd when he would Ray. Number three, J.R. Sports Brief with Hickey. That's the smooth criminal right there. Number two, that is back. All right.
Well, I'm not number one. Rob, what are we doing? No,
hey, I'm
this
sorry.
This is a Fugazi
Zach,
list, then.
Stu and Mike, you guys kill it. I love you guys. But you know who number one is. The Milwaukee Maniac. Bart Winkler with Carlos with the K. Oh, Captain, my Captain Bart.
Well, then you know what? That's a part of the Zach Gelb radio tree. Because Bart filled into my show and then got a full-time job at the network.
I know,
so I'm taking credit for that. I'm taking credit for that.
Hey, you guys are awesome. The whole Infinity crew.
Yeah. Rob, I'm doing power rankings of callers right now. I'm doing power rankings of callers right now, Rob. I'm putting you now at 3. I would have had you at 1 before you put me at 2. I'm now putting you at 3.
Well, listen, my fiance, whenever I'm on hold, she always says, last night she said, are you on hold again? I said, yeah. She goes, they should give you a T-shirt or a hoodie.
Well, if we had the budget for it, I would absolutely give you a T-shirt or a hoodie, but I don't think that's in my budget. Hey, Rob, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. There he is, Rob in Connecticut. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We should have, like, caller-offs. We've, like, pin caller up against caller and just have them debate things. Imagine you, I like Kevin a lot, and I like Rob a lot. Imagine you just have them debate things and see who, if we had a T-shirt or a sweatshirt, who gets a T-shirt or the sweatshirt? Do a little caller-off.
I think we can get, like, Chris in California to debate anybody about Kenny Pickett.
Oh. We have audio, right, of Chris in California? We don't need to play that now because we're up against it. But I didn't listen to that, and I thought I would get to it the other day. Supposedly, Chris in California continued his love for Kenny Pickett, and he usually does that on this show. That's where it started. Supposedly, he did it with the new big sheriff in town, Rich Eisen. We will get to that before we say goodbye on this Friday. One more hour to play. This is a funky Friday. Let me just tell you. I feel like I wear a sports coat today, and it's like effing Friday right now. I have no clue what this next 60 minutes are going to be. Anyway, we're coming on back. Like, Shep joined us today. That's how crazy this show got. All righty, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.